The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Shawn Peter Morello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratus action is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rock.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
baby? See, they do float.
Look at that.
I told you, they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Say it ain't so. We're at part two of the season finale of Total Divas. No!
No!
It can't be over. It just can't. I don't want it to be over yet. But if that means that this season ends, that means we're just one step closer to season six, right?
That's a good point. Very good point.
And there are exciting things coming in season six. I can feel it. But there are exciting things coming in the end of season five, too.
Let's get to it. Let's go.
All right. Well, we've made the people wait long enough. So tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will fill you all in on what happens in the second part of the season finale of Total Divas. So you're listening to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will be right back.
The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Shawn Peter Morello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratus action is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the baby?
See, they do float.
Oh, look at that!
I told you, they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MVG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns.
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside
down.
To the shocking moment.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Dwight Hendrickson from Haven, and you are listening to The Rack.
Welcome back to the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 5, the season finale, part 2. It's so big, we need a two-parter.
Two parts. All right.
We're seeing a review of everything that's happened over the last season of Total Divas, including Nikki's neck problems, Rose's engagements, Mandy's mishaps.
Paris.
Harry.
Paris, wee.
And in fact, we left the Divas in Paris.
Wait, you left them in Paris? How dare you?
They can get back on their own.
But you were responsible for bringing them back.
Only Paige. All the rest are responsible adults. Quote, I feel like a lot of change is coming, sister. Brie Bella. Gee, you think?
Right.
So we are still in Paris.
You left them in Paris, so of course we're still in Paris.
We're picking right up where we left off. We're seeing the ladies coming back from dinner.
Really, Rosa? You're spilling the beans that she was upset. Really? Okay.
Rosa's good at laying on the guilt.
Uh-huh.
And basically, Natty's like, you know, I feel bad that Mandy's upset, but I'm not going to change my plans because Mandy's crying. Oh my god, they're getting hit on.
Some dude, Justin, from Paris, is hitting on on Brie.
And she's basically like, I'm married.
Only in Paris do you get hit on like that, Brie Bella.
He was very polite about it.
Well, they're polite in France.
Yeah, he's like, I'm Justin from Paris. Basically, he saw the camera and he's like, hey!
We have a complete ass shot of the four divas.
As they're tottering around in their heels up to the Eiffel Tower.
They're making romantic wishes. Oh, really? Really?
She's gonna keep wishing on that till it comes true. Let's just be real.
She said, I wish John would propose to me. Brie wants Brian to get cleared.
Well,
spoiler alert.
It's a sweet, sweet wish, but you can kind of see it in her face that she kind of already knows.
Yeah. Like, she's talking about, you know, the whole situation with John, and Bree's just looking there, and it's like, what are you looking at? I'm looking at you.
Bree's like, really? We're talking about this again? Really?
Right.
Now we're out and about with Mandy, Alicia, and Paige. How did they find a Starbucks in Paris? There's Starbucks in Paris?
Apparently so.
Holy crap! They're everywhere!
Clearly. We're going to do something classy.
Mandy's still upset about the whole thing from last night where she didn't get invited to dinner.
Right. And you know why Natty left? Because Paige showed her another man's D.
Yeah, Natty was upset because Paige decided to be very naughty.
Selfie time.
We're going out with Rosa and Bobby. It's Art de Triomphe.
Did Bobby bring any clothes?
I think he's, no, I think that's all he owns.
Clearly, because it's the same outfit the entire time.
I think they're talking about the wedding date, and he's like 6 months from when she's born. Oh, we're discussing wedding plans. Oh, this is going to be awkward. She's asked to be married by a minister, and he says no. Oh, now we're going to get married by Brad. Just get a justice of the peace. Basically, they're arguing over who's going to marry them. She doesn't want to get married by Brad. He doesn't want to get married by a priest. He's basically like, you know, it's pretty outside. Let's not fight about this. And now Mommy Rose is coming in play where basically she's going to freak out if they are not married in the church. Mommy Rosa, I have some bad news for you. Your daughter's marrying an atheist.
Shh. Don't tell her that.
It's not going to happen. Now we're taking selfies with fans. We're hanging out.
Who are you, Amanda? Who are you? I'm Amanda.
Right. Apparently they want to have a photo shoot. Apparently Alicia wants to be the photographer.
At Moulin Rouge?
Apparently we're getting kinky in the Moulin Rouge.
All right, then.
And now Natty's trying to kiss and make up with Mandy, where she's basically now doing her makeup.
Because that's what you need.
Holy crap, how many brushes does she have?
That's a lot of brushes.
That's a lot of eyeshadow.
They're going to get very little tipsy together tonight.
Oh, Lord. Natty, shirt, top.
Oh, Natty. Oh, Alicia. It's the first time they're having some real drama in a while.
Yeah, I was going to say, Natty doesn't usually have drama like this, so...
So, where do you want to start?
We'll get to Alicia and Natty. So, we're picking back up in Paris. Everything is not well in the Diva household. The three amigas are back on track, but Mandy and Eva are on the outs. I don't know. I don't think there's really a good place to start. What do you think?
So, Rosa and her fiancé.
Oh, we're going to get more into that.
I know we're going to get more into that. The situation is like, from the get-go, you knew there were going to be issues between the two. Yeah, there's just going to be issues. I don't know any way else to say it.
You know, honestly, in those situations, it's kind of like you either just agree to get a justice of the peace, or you honestly do two services. Like, I completely respect that he is an atheist, and he does not believe in religion, he does not believe in God, and so to him, getting married by a minister or a priest, that's the last thing he wants, because he doesn't believe in it. To him, it's just all a dog and pony show.
Right.
But there's a give and take here, and when it comes to that kind of stuff, it's kind of like the baptism. It's just water on the kid's head. It's just... You know, it's what's the difference between, the end of the day, taking God out of all of it, okay? Subtracting God from the service. What is the difference between a priest marrying you and Brad marrying you? Beyond one of them is your friend.
The outfit they wear.
Well, I mean, we could get some Brad some kick-ass robes. I mean, you know, just... He can buy used priest robes all the time, so... Just saying. But no, I mean, it's... So I get his point of view, where it's he doesn't want to be married by a priest, but for her, she's very religious, her mother is very religious, she wants to be married in the church, and there's an expectation from her mother that she will be married in the church. And so it's, okay, well...
What do you do? Because you have to compromise somewhere.
I don't think there's a good answer to it. Honestly, I would get a justice of the peace and just... tell mom, you know, look, this is the middle ground. Or honestly, you can have a priest and a justice of the peace there. The priest just does not, like, the priest can handle Rose's side of the vows, and the justice of the peace, or Brad, or whoever you want, can handle his. I've seen that done before.
We're back in Paris.
Yes, we'll get back into this.
So Lisa's telling Rosa about Natty's two-facedness. And even walks by smirking.
Yeah, but you do things all the time that you don't want to do. You do it for the sake because other people. You go along to get along.
And you vent to your friends about it.
Yeah, I don't think it's her necessarily being two-faced. It's her just saying, oh, well, I really don't want to do it.
You're straight up honest. Okay.
And Eve is still walking around.
She's just picking up on all the dirt. Now Lisa's canceling the said photo shoot. But I was looking forward to it.
Why is everybody's boobs hanging out?
Because they're girls in the house? I don't know.
And now basically we're having a huddle about the photo shoot and whether we're going to do it or not. And basically Natty's like, I didn't want to do it because I didn't know what it was. And now we're hashing everything out because that's how this goes. Like, it's all coming out. Basically what needs to happen is they all need to get back on an airplane and they all need their own space.
Yeah, it's been a couple days in the same house space together. Eva being the voice of reason again. What the hell?
She's maturing. I'm so proud.
Brent has been such a good influence on her.
He has. Well, I mean, the Bellas already have their hair and their makeup done.
So is the photo shoot back on?
I don't know. I think so.
Now Eva and Mandy are having a convo. So the last thing Eva wants is for Mandy to feel left out, but that's just how it goes sometimes.
Basically, Eva's now saying this is my first time back in really a year, and I'm just now getting back to know everybody again and reconnect with everybody. And basically, Mandy's like, she's being sincere, but she's being defensive, and I'm kind of over it, and I'm kind of over her.
Right. That fake girl smile. Yeah, we're good. We're good. We're good.
We're good, but we're not.
Time will tell on the relationship.
To say the least.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And now we see Paris come to life.
Taking selfies.
We're taking selfies. The girls are across the way.
And there we go. All the girls are going to dinner. Bobby left.
Basically, this is Rosa's last hurrah before she goes home to deal with the baby.
Elisa is doing a toast for Rosa.
They're giving her a very nice send-off.
Big old cheers. Yay! So dinner's over. We're getting in a car.
We're going to the Moulin Rouge. We're
taking group photos. Nikki does the splits.
Is Nikki wearing flats?
Maybe for the first time in history.
Natty chuckles because she said unit. Basically, now we're seeing Rosa's send-off, and we're kind of fast-forwarding, it looks like, to her having the baby. And, well, we're coming more up to current events. Sasha Boo!
Hey!
Sasha! She will never be a total...
Diva.
Diva, but that's okay.
That's okay. She's still Sasha to us.
She's still Sasha. You know what? She's so awesome. She needs her own reality show.
Damn Skippy. Her and Bailey.
Her and Bailey, yes.
The Adventures of Sasha and Bailey.
Do it. Do the thing. Network show. Somebody book it.
Road trip Sasha and Bailey. Yeah.
Road trip. Yes. Do a road trip with Sasha and Bailey. Yes.
Ride along. Ride along. What's it called? That's what it's called. Ride along.
Yeah. Ride along. Yeah. I need that in my life.
That would be a whole lot of fun.
I also need Bray Wyatt and Luke Harper.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Y'all do.
I need to see the bromance for myself. I'm just saying.
Just pointing that out.
Just pointing that out. So, looks like we're coming to an end of Paris. There were issues. Basically, all the tension and all the drama is chalking up to the fact that they've all been in the same house for a few days. They're all in each other's space. They're all tired of each other. Mm-hmm. And it's just little things. I don't agree with Alicia eavesdropping because, honestly, what you say in a private conversation is meant to be between you and that other person.
Right. Yeah, it's just because, you know, yeah.
Especially if you're in a room with the door closed, like Alicia walking by and overhearing it, yeah, that's unfortunate, but it's like you shouldn't stay and eavesdrop.
No, but as we've noticed, these walls are thin.
Yeah, and it's something of people do stuff they don't want to do all the time because you want to support your friends. You know, it's like, it's something Alicia really wants to do. Okay, well, we'll do it. I don't know what it is. I really don't want to do it. But hey, because you're my friend and I love you and I support you, I'll do it with you.
Right.
And that's a good reason to do it. But you know what? I think Alicia overreacted just a little bit. I think Alicia tends to overreact.
You don't say. You don't say.
Just based on the show she seems to have. Like, her and Rosa seem to overreact. Like, everyone else is kind of chill. Except for Mandy.
Mandy's a little, yeah. Yeah. We're back.
We're back in the States. Looks like we're in New Orleans. We're in Bray's hometown! Boo-boo?
No.
Damn. We see Paige and Alicia arriving.
I mean, Bray is the ultimate total diva, so...
He is the ultimate total diva, yes. And we have an Uso!
Hey, he makes the season finale.
And a Big Show.
Rose is like, Big Show showing off during the Big Show. I got engaged. Me of all people.
And Show's very happy for her. Big Show's like, wait till you've been married 20 years. Taking selfies with Natty. We see the Dolphster. Rose is ready to have the baby. She's doing her last interview before she takes time off. She's probably 6 months pregnant here, I would guess.
Six and a half months pregnant.
We have a nice bump going. We have Paige and Summer Rae and Mandy watching on. Alicia's filming it. We have cake! There's cake! And Bobby's there. It's such a feel-good moment.
Aww. Aww. They're letting the daughter decide whether she's Christian or not.
That's a smart decision. There's Mark Henry in the background.
Trying to spot anyone else, don't you?
Yeah, because they're basically eating cake with their fingers, and everybody's kind of watching them eat cake with their fingers.
Cheers with the icing.
And now we're licking each other's fingers. That's so unsanitary! Now we cut to the ring with Brie and Charlotte.
Woo! 2 months later.
Fast forward!
Dum-dum-dum.
With a nice sky shot. We're in Tampa.
I like how they went with a spear to that. Apparently there's a dog named Winston.
Nikki and John got a dog.
Oh, you know what that means. Kids are on the way.
Is he messing on the carpet?
Probably. So Mama Bella is going to be dog-sitting, as Nikki has an MRI. Cena has an injured shoulder.
And basically, Nikki's going to find it, get the do or don't of, you know, whether she needs surgery or not. Because she's tired of being injured, she's tired of rehabbing, she wants to get back in the ring.
She doesn't feel well every day. It's really enough for her.
And, you know, I support that. It's, you need to do right by you, and you need to get better, and you need to get healthy, and if you can't live with it, don't live with it. Fix it.
If the bulges haven't shrunk, they have to open her up.
Okay, alright. So, we have Rose's feel-good moment of she gets the lovely send-off from everybody as she goes off to have the baby, so yay for that.
Yay for that.
And, well, we have the awesome decision from her and Bobby that it's like, we're not gonna force her to, you know, her to be one way or another. We're gonna let her decide whether she wants to be religious or not, which, totally accept that. I think that's fine.
And we're gonna get more into that here in a bit.
Yeah, because I don't think Mama Rosa's gonna be happy with that, but...
No, we're gonna talk about that in a bit. Yeah.
Yeah. But, so Rosa gets the lovely send-off, everything's perfect in her life, she's moving on to that next stage, and we fast forward to, you know, to Nikki making a decision, because, well, Nikki's been living in pain, she's been rehabbing, it hasn't been getting better, if anything, it's been getting worse, and she's tired of it. John's had shoulder surgery. They've gotten a dog. Or rather, she's gotten a dog.
Which, you know, that means kids. First dog, then kids.
They have to be married first.
Just saying. You get a dog, then you get kids.
I don't even know if he's there. I think, honestly, she got the dog because she's alone all the time.
Because he's somewhere rehabbing.
Because he's somewhere rehabbing, so I think she's by herself. So it's like she just probably didn't want to be in the house by herself all the time. So it's like, I'm getting a dog. And of course, she got a cute little Frenchie.
So there's that.
There's that. So we're in what looks like a cold Pittsburgh. We're at Bobby's parents' house. And oh! She's clutching her belly in pain.
We know what this means. Baby time.
Baby!
Baby time.
Baby time. We're having contractions. Bobby's asking if she's okay. He's trying to reassure her. She probably needs to sit down. She's happy. She's excited. She's in tremendous amounts of pain. She's, you know, so much is running through her body. We're packing the bag.
Good. Yeah. Leave the Rolex at home.
Yeah. Leave the Rolex at home. It's interesting that she's having it in Pittsburgh at Bobby's parents' house. They're excited. He's filming it. We're back in Tampa with Nikki.
The bulging disc has gotten worse. It went from bulging to herniated.
Which explains the pain. You know, Bree's basically going, well, thank God that, you know, nothing bad happened and you're okay aside from the herniated disc. And now she just has to figure out basically what to do to get better.
Yeah, and Bree's the only one out of the group. She's the smallest one, and Nikki and Brian are both hurt. And Cena.
Mm-hmm.
So, it looks like we're headed to Pittsburgh.
Back to the baby. God, she had it in the snow. And the baby's here!
24 hours of labor. Ooh!
One hour of pushing.
Ooh!
She had 1 hour of hard labor and 23 hours of... And we see Bobby's mom with the baby. She's helping Rosa. They're gonna swaddle her. Her mom isn't there. But she wishes she was. She's itty bitty, teeny tiny. Nothing fits, but that's okay. She'll grow.
We're in Tampa.
Back at the Cena house.
Casa de Cena. Nikki is frustrated.
Yeah, she's tired of it, and she's upset, and the mom looks terrified. Because the mom's like, oh god. Basically, now surgery is her only option, and she's terrified, and rightfully so.
Whoever the doctor is the first time he's ever seen it in a female. This bad. She's crying as she's realizing that she may never, ever wrestle again.
Yeah, that her career may be over.
Now she's missing WrestleMania. She's been in a tremendous amount of pain since July. She's frustrated. She's upset. She's over it.
And rightfully so. She's hit a breaking point with it. And it's basically, this is the worst case scenario, which is she has to get surgery. And she's going to have, basically everything she tried to do to avoid surgery was in vain, because you know, it's just she tried to avoid it and it's been abandoned. It's been a huge waste of her time, which you don't want. And then on top of that, it might be, well, even if she gets the next surgery done to alleviate the pain, she may never be allowed to wrestle again. Because as we said last episode, neck surgery is an extremely serious procedure. It can go right, it can go wrong, and it could be something that, depending on the damage that's already been done, they could look at her and go, you shouldn't be taking bumps anymore.
Which has sort of been told to her that, you know, she can't come back to do it as she once did.
And then that's where she's going to have to make the very serious decision of, well, do I want to continue wrestling or do I not want to continue wrestling?
And that's the decision that weighs on her.
Yeah, this is it. Because here's the thing. If she retires, or if she is forced to retire, where does that put her?
Not anywhere where she wants to be right now.
Exactly.
It's her future plan, but not us. That's what I...
Well, retirement, I think, in her mind was a long way off. I think she was planning to do this for a few more years before she was going to retire. And now it's the reality of, well, you may be done now. Okay, well, she doesn't have a backup plan in place yet. She was working on getting one, but she's not there.
She's not there yet.
So now she's put in that really awkward spot of, what do you do?
We'll have to see what happens.
We will have to see what happens. As we come back from break, we're in Pittsburgh. We're at Bobby's parents' house. Jordan's already home, so we're probably a couple days out from her being born.
Are we legit seeing her breastfeed on TV?
I didn't think you could breastfeed with implants.
Apparently you can.
Huh. I always heard that if you got implants that it shut that down, or it made it difficult to breastfeed.
Apparently she's able to.
God, that's got to be uncomfortable as all hell to have the silicone things, because your breasts, like, swell with milk and then they get all firm and shit. I mean...
So, more important things that about besides Rosa and her boob hanging out.
Okay, first of all, this is a completely natural thing that she's doing.
Oh, it is. Oh, I know. But I was trying to make the awkward transition to her and her mother's relationship.
Yeah, basically she has not heard from her mom. She feels like the bond is broken.
They're thinking of moving to Pittsburgh.
We're now at Monday Night Raw in Columbus, Ohio. We see the fans.
People buying the Divas Championship belt.
Dressed up as the Bellas. And we see Brie. We see Team Bad. Sasha Boo.
Brie's wondering if this is the ending to their careers. Oh, Sasha. I remember that. Mocking Brie mode.
But we're about to have the meeting with Carano, where basically they find out if Nikki's done or not. And Bree's wondering, is this it? Is this the period on our careers? As we cut back to Pittsburgh, I guess we're house hunting. And now we're talking about her mother and how she said that she's not here.
So the mother hasn't even called or texted or anything about them since the baby's been born.
Something tells me the mom wasn't 100% okay with her being pregnant.
No, she wasn't.
Oh my God!
And basically what happened was there was a conversation between Rosa and her mother about Jordan, when she grows up, to decide whether she's going to be Christian or not, and basically said, well, burning in hell was thrown in there for Jordan.
It's horrible.
It's a horrible thing. No wonder the bond's been broken.
And Bobby's basically pissed because the mom is hurting Rosa, and he doesn't like that the mom is hurting Rosa. And rightfully so. I mean, as a woman, it's when you have a baby, you want your mother there. You really need your mother there because you don't know what you're doing. And you need somebody that's been there before. And it's always best to have your mom when you go through huge life-changing events like that.
So Nikki's talking to John on the phone. Seems like her priority should be pain-free.
Not wrestling.
He seems like, for once, worry about taking care of you. Don't worry about taking care of me. Worry about taking care of you.
And she arrives to the arena. She goes in. But no, that's horrible to say to your daughter that, you know, well, basically you need to tell your daughter that she's going to burn in hell if she isn't Christian. That's awful. You know what? There's plenty of other religions. She could decide that she wants to be Jewish. She could decide that she wants to be agnostic, that she wants to be atheist. That's the beauty of faith and religion and all of that, is you're free to decide what you want to believe and what you don't want to believe, and to basically force her into that is awful.
Oh, yeah. It's extremely awful.
And to say it right after she had her, like, you don't want to think about that.
It was a couple months before. And that's sort
of... Oh, no, but still.
Go ahead.
You know, even after having her, you don't want to think about that, because it's just awful.
No, it's No, it's awful. Yeah, it's bad vibes. It's the last thing you want to hear, especially from your mother.
Yeah, it's like she needs you to support her, and you're not supporting her.
Yeah.
I mean, her main concern is, well, is the baby going to be Christian or not? Well, what does that matter right now?
Who cares? In the grand scheme of things, who gives a flying you-know-what?
It's like, you know what? She could have birth defects. She could have problems, and you're worried about whether she's going to be Christian. It's like, just worried about whether she's healthy or not. Worry about whether your daughter's healthy or not, because childbirth, even in modern day, can still be extremely dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Women can still die from childbirth, there was probably no risk for Rosa. I'm sure she was fine. But still, you don't know what's going to happen.
You don't. You really don't. So it's sort of like, you know, she should have been there, and, you know, yeah. Yeah.
As we're back from break, we're still in Pittsburgh, and we're seeing the new parents bonding with their daughter.
Wait, he has a new shirt.
Now he's home.
He has white on it. Still with the black hoodie over it.
And she's all sleepy and cuddled up with her mom.
Rosa's very serious and very happy about being in Pittsburgh and being happy with the baby.
Well, I think she deserves the happiness. She's earned it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is finally her life is coming together and falling into place, and she could have everything she's ever dreamed of. And now he's telling her, take the good, don't focus on the bad, forget the bad.
Out of all the girls, I think I'd be the first. No, I don't think we all did, but Bree's going to be next.
Yeah, unless Natty gets pregnant.
I don't see Natty getting pregnant anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't see it either. Now we're back in Columbus. We're headed to Chrono's office.
D-Day.
Boom, 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 boom.
We have the MRIs. We know what it is. So what's it going to be? What's the decision?
And commercial! As we come back from break, we're now having the serious conversation.
Telling relations care about the health of the athlete. First and foremost, surgery could be career-ending.
And basically, Nikki could be done, she gets upset. And now they're telling her that your health is the first and most important thing, but, you know, that's not the thing she's really thinking about, unfortunately. She's thinking about the fact that, you know, she's done.
Right.
And now she asks the question, what is Nikki Bell without wrestling?
It's a good question.
You know, it's again that comment of, she doesn't have her backup plan in place. She doesn't know who she is without wrestling. She hasn't found that next avenue for herself yet.
She feels like she hasn't had her last match yet.
But here's the thing, is Nikki Bella, you can do more, you just can't wrestle. But she could still be an on-screen character if she wanted to, but I don't think that's what she wants. I think she wants to work. And there's the quote, as we walk away with the bell. Hey, Paul Heyman!
So we're getting the teaser for Change is Coming.
And we see teasers for Total Bellas, we see the teaser for What's Coming. Oh, this is going to be fun. So that closes the season 5 of Total Divas. My. Change is definitely a coming. The Bella Twins could be done. Or at least, we know Bree's done.
But is Nikki done?
But is Nikki done? That's the question. I guess we're going to have to wait for season 6. And as we've been talking about on the rack, we have some fun things to look forward to in season 6. We're going to be rejoined by Naomi. Yay! Mama's coming back.
About damn time.
Right? We're also going to be joined by Lana.
Maurice.
Renee Young.
And Maurice.
This should be exciting. I'm excited.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
And we do bid farewell to Rosa as she and Bobby go off to live their happily ever after. Mandy as she goes off to train in NXT. And Alicia Fox. So, we're losing some, but we're gaining some. So this should be some interesting times up ahead for season 6. So, and of course, Total Bellas.
I can't wait. We'll cover it all.
So, I think we're done. What do you think?
Yeah, let's wrap this thing up.
All right, well, everybody, thank you so much for sitting through us with the whole season of Total Divas. Really appreciate it, as always. Everybody, don't forget, check out all the fine programming on wildtalkradio.com, especially The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com.
Which you can now get on Google Play.
And we're still on iTunes and everywhere else. So go check us out, because it's, you know, we're biased, but it's awesome.
Because we're amazeballs.
We're amazeballs like that. So, for Rock, I'm Lindsay. You've been listening to The Rack Extra, Total Divas, Season 5, and we will see you in Season 6. Bye!